Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Afcons Engineers Limited Q3 and 9-month FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Dr. Santosh Sundararajan, Group CEO, Afcons Engineers Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I welcome you all to the earnings conference call of Afcons Engineers for the third quarter and 9-month ended December 31st, 2023. Today, joining me on the call is Mr. Somnath Biswas, our CFO, and our investor relations team, Stellar Investor Relations. I believe you would have gone through the Q3 and 9-month financial results and the results presentation uploaded on the stock exchanges and on the company's website. During the 9 months of FY24, company saw uptick in the overall business. All the business segments witnessed a gradual revenue growth as compared to the same period last year. During the quarter, we have won a few EPC orders as well and some redevelopment projects as well, and have experienced an uptick in the company's growth momentum for FY24. In terms of profitability, standalone EBITDA margins have been maintained at 10% in Q3 FY24. Our outlook for the EPC segment remains strong, backed by a strong order book of 3,613 crores, which is the highest in the company's history, with an order book which is about 5.4 times of FY23 revenue. We have a strong balance sheet, we have high efficiency of all business segments, and our overall improved financial position has helped us increase our BD limits. We believe we are well positioned to continue this growth trajectory in the coming quarters. Let me take a few minutes to restate our recent developments, which have built a strong foundation for the company to grow on. EPC execution and order book. During the quarter, EPC revenue increased 12% year-on-year, 185 crores in Q3 FY24. We have received few new orders whose execution will kick start, and we expect it to happen in the next 3-4 months. The execution run rate will then gain higher momentum going ahead. Our total order book as on date stands at 3,613 crores, which forms 5.4 times multiple of our FY23 revenue, providing strong visibility for EPC revenue growth for the next 2-3 years. Of the total orders, external EPC orders are worth 3,064 crores, and the balance 549 crores are internal orders. 78% of the order book is towards government projects, which provide visibility of faster execution and uninterrupted cash flows. We have new orders worth 1,808 crores in the 9 months of FY24, which is the highest ever order intake by the company. These comprise of a 222 crore work from the Bridge and Roof Company, India, which is a Government of India enterprise for construction of a medical college at Kanker in Chhattisgarh. Another job of 299 crores from the Jharkhand State Building Construction Corporation for construction of a medical college and upgradation of district hospital at Koderma. Another 514 crores from Bihar Medical Services and Infrastructure Corporation for the construction of Lohia Medical College and Hospital at Supaul. From Pimpri-Chinchwad Hospital Corporation for construction of their general hospital in Moshi, totaling 57 crores. And finally, a LOI we've received from Capgemini for the construction of an IT park in Chennai for a total of 416 crores. Real estate continues towards growth momentum. Coming to our real estate business, bidding procedures are as per the AS requirements and may result in timing differences with recording of expenses and revenue. With a significant portion of our real estate project portfolio now completed, we anticipate a favorable impact on the result of our real estate business segment next year. New sales booking in 9 months FY 2024 stood at 104,000 sq ft and area of area with total sales value of 97 crore. During 9 months FY 2024, our real estate revenue stood at 47 crore and an EBITDA of rupees 18 crore. Gross margin came in at 64%, while EBITDA margin was 37% in 9 months FY 2024. We are very much optimistic about sustaining the positive momentum in the real estate sector, given the promising pipeline of projects ahead. Additionally, we are establishing partnerships with realtors located in Pune, Mumbai, and Coimbatore, so so that we have a pipeline of new launches in the year ahead. In the real estate segment, we successfully introduced one project in FY 2024, and we are presently gearing up to launch two new projects in the next couple of months. Despite a decrease in real estate revenue this year, we anticipate offsetting this decline through increased EPC sales during this year, ensuring that our overall top line remains consistent with the previous year. Lastly, coming to the GMP businesses, it has started looking steadier and showing optimistic performance now, and it has continued to deliver sustainable performance in the past quarter as well. Revenue of 187 crore in 9 months FY24 and healthy gross margins of 32% with EBITDA of 14 crore and 8% PBT in 9 months FY24. Sorry, 8% EBITDA. The company has been repaying a significant amount of high-cost debt over the last 30 months, and this has helped the company bring down its finance costs substantially during the year. We are happy to report that over the past 30 months, we have reduced our total debt by rupees 47 crore to 168 crore in December 31, 2023, as against rupees 214 crore as on March 31, 2021. Over the last 9 months, the gross debt has increased in current fiscal year, majorly can be attributed to the company's involvement in new joint venture for real estate, along with utilization of funds for bid bond money and earnest money deposits for recently secured EPC orders. Consequently, the net debt has risen to 72 crores in the last 9 month period. As I mentioned earlier about the rating upgrade in the previous call, I would like to reiterate that our company, CRISIL, has upgraded our credit rating to CRISIL BBB+ for long term and A2 for short term facilities. This upgrade has led to an increased PC limit and has also played a crucial role in negotiating favorable interest rates in the company's favor. Before going through our financial brief overall industry update, the Indian economy has expanded 7.2% in FY23, which is highest amongst the major economies of the world. And continuing this, it is anticipated the Indian economy is expected to grow by 6.3% in FY24 as compared to 3% in the world. The real estate sector, a key contributor to India's GDP, has increased activity throughout the current year. It is anticipated to sustain its growth momentum in 2024. The residential market is expected to continue its upward trend in the coming years, fueled by the prevailing inclination towards home ownership. Anticipated burgeoning business hubs for large multinational corporations, tier 2 cities are poised to draw attention due to cost advantages and a readily available local talent pool. This surge in corporate interest is expected to drive demand not only for office spaces, but also for residential assets in these cities. The Smart City Mission is set to catalyze multifaceted development, road networks, and real estate, thereby enhancing the overall livability of these cities and attracting residents from neighboring areas. The comprehensive development of roads and industrial corridors across the country is thought to elevate the connectivity and economic standing of tier 2 cities, rendering them increasingly attractive for logistics companies to establish their facilities. Moreover, the rapid expansion of e-commerce markets is likely to contribute to heightened demand for warehouses in the city. Overall, we remain positive on the industrial growth prospects. Coming to the financial performance of the company in Q3 FY24, the overall financial performance, let me start with the standalone. During Q3 FY24, the company reported a total income of 206 crores as against 200 crores in the corresponding quarter last year. We saw a growth of 3% year on year. In Q3 FY24, EBITDA stood at 22 crores as against 17 crores with a growth of 28% compared to the corresponding period last year. EBITDA margin was at 10% and we reported a net profit of 16 crore in Q3 FY24 as against 13 crores in Q3 FY23. At a consolidated level, Q3 FY24, the company reported total income of 282 crores as against 256 crores in Q3 FY23, a growth of 10% year on year. The EBITDA stood at 28 crores with EBITDA margin of 10% against 23 crores in Q3 FY23, and the net as against 16 crores in Q3 FY23. To conclude, we would like to reiterate that the company continues to be focused towards building a strong business with focus on execution of our projects, efficiently deploying our capital, increasing our order book while maintaining financial prudence, which will all enhance our profitability. With this, we can now open the floor for questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participant, you may press star and one to ask a question. First question is from the line of Prateek Bhandari from Art Ventures. Please proceed.
Hi, a very good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, so I have a couple of questions to ask too. As you stated that your order book is approximately 3,613 crores, which is 5 times the revenue of financial year 23, right?
Right.
So can you, let me know as to what was the order inflow in the quarter 3 and 9 months FY24?
So as I said, in the 9 months FY24, we've got 1,800 crores of order.
Okay.
And in Q3, I think Q3 is about this only one job, no? 400 crores. Yeah.
400 crores in Q3 and 1,800 crores in 9 months.
Basically, 9 months is 1,808 crores, yeah.
1,808.
Yeah.
All right. And what kind of order inflow you are expecting for the upcoming quarter?
We are bidding for a couple of projects, but we do not know with, the government, Achar Charita, that is set to happen early March probably. So we do not know how many of these decisions will be taken in the next 2-3 months. We expect these months to be a bit slow till the election. And so we do not want to put a number. We have already overachieved our order booking target for the year. And then we have another, before March 2025, we have a target of booking another 1750 to 2000 crore of orders. So how much of it will happen in the next 2-3 months is a bit. But yes, this is our order target up to March 2025.
Okay, and another question to ask you, as you stated that the order book is 3,613 crores, so can you give me the tentative ratio of the order mix here?
So, in terms of government to private, we are about 75%, 77% government, balance would be private. In terms of types of buildings, I think about 50% of this order backlog is hospital. And
hello.
Hello. Could you hear me?
Yeah. So I heard that you have stated 77% is coming from the government side.
Right.
So in terms of EPC, what would be the ratio? EPC and your other business?
No, this is all EPC order book we are talking about.
Okay, so this 3,613 crores is entirely EPC. No.
So out of 3,613 crores, 549 crores is an order backlog for the EPC from the real estate division. Of projects that the real estate has, is going to launch or just launched, and the construction value of those, the EPC value of that.
All right. All right, sir. Thanks a lot, and I'll join the queue for the coming questions, right?
Sure. Thanks.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, a reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Rajendra Kulkarni, an individual investor. Please proceed. Mr. Rajendra, your line is unmuted. Please proceed with your question.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are audible. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about the bank guarantee. What is the current status? Has it gone up or not? I couldn't hear the sir.
Yeah, so we have got, over the last 6 months, we've got a 40 crore increase in our bank guarantee limit, a tie-up to tie-up. And also, as of this quarter, we've got a fresh assessment from SBI, which has increased our bank guarantees by 200 crores, the asset limit. And so now we are in the process of about 100 crores has been tied up by SBI itself. We are in the process of tying up the balance 100 crores with other banks.
Okay. And you have opened office in Mumbai, right, a few days back.
Correct.
I just wanted to understand whether you are going for the redevelopment projects only in Mumbai, or are you planning new joint ventures also in Mumbai?
As of now, we are planning only for the redevelopment, not joint venture. So let us
see. We have our own land also a share of a project in Mumbai where, you know, partly we own the land. So that also we will be launching. So as of now, these are the three projects, two redevelopments and one in Powai, which the focus of the company is to launch. Parallelly, our business development team is looking for, again, next small redevelopment projects in Mumbai. So in short term, that would be the strategy.
Yeah. And one more thing, about the real estate division, you are surprisingly very quiet on the real estate projects, I mean new launches. Is there any conscious decision by the management that right now you are putting a full stop on real estate, or are you launching some new projects? I want to know that.
Yeah, very much. In fact, we are not putting full stop. We are pushing real estate to gear 4 and 5 because we believe we have two engines, GPP and real estate. We want to be pushing both. The last 3-4 years has seen that, you know, we have managed to push EPC almost to its potential. From here on, you know, things have been sorted out, ratings have improved, BG limits are coming in. So we are taking a steady growth challenge of at least 20-25% year on year for the EPC division. And now real estate, we want real estate to also reach its capacity over the next 3 years. We have tremendous emphasis. In terms of launches, as I said, we have these launches coming up in this year. We have 4 projects which we will be launching shortly. One is the Powai project, which is a residential in Mumbai. One is again a residential project in Kharadi in Pune. One is a commercial project we are at the final stage of closing out in Baner in Pune. And then the two redevelopment projects that we have signed up in Santa Cruz. So we have 5 launches scheduled to happen in the next 12 to 15 months. Our team is aggressively working on these. Some of them are at an advanced stage and might get launched in the next 2 to 3 months. Some of them will take, you know, 10 to 12 months to get all the approvals in place and launch. But these projects are all tied up, and these you will be hearing about our launches quarter on quarter on these projects.
See, eventually if you look at the number also, this year we launched 0.5 million square feet already. So, and in days over a period of that 12 months or something, another 2 million square feet is supposed to be launched. So, we are aggressive, but we are just consolidating our portfolio very clearly.
Okay. I just wanted to add one more question. You have this recently bagged project which have a gestation period of near about 30 months. So, can you say that 25, 26 or 26, 27 will be your blowout year in terms of revenues and profitability?
So let me, in the interest of, you know, everyone on the call, see, we have 3,600 crore. So out of 3,600 crore order backlog, about 500 is our own real estate. Let's take that aside for a moment. Then we are looking at about 3,100 to 3,200 crore of third-party EPC.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the standard, as you said, it's a 30 months. Some of them are 24 months. Some are 30. Generally, 30% of our order backlog in April is what we have always ended up executing in the next 12 months. Okay. So, going by that, if we will be starting April with 3,000, upwards of 3,000 crore. And we will target to execute 1,000 crore in the next financial year of third-party EPC.
Okay.
And then the year after that, we would endeavor to take that, you know, 20-25% upward and go to 1,200 to 1,250 crore. That is our target. The 1,000 crore looks entirely visible because we already have the order backlog in hand. There is no ifs and buts in terms of, you know, BG limit or order booking or any such thing. The 1,250 crore target, to achieve it the year after, that is 25-26, before March 25, we would have to book about 1800 to 2000 crores of fresh orders going forward, which is what we have taken as a target. The BG limits are almost in place for this. And now, you know, we will be bidding. As I said, the upcoming elections might put a hold on getting good government orders for the next 3-4 months. But we are positive that, you know, once the elections are through, we will be able to easily achieve our order booking target. I would also like to let everyone know that as far as EPC is concerned, now our bid size that we get accepted for has gotten increased. We've got including GST 600 crore order from Bihar. Going forward, we might be able to qualify for orders up to the size of 700, 750 crores also. And at these levels, the competition also reduces. And it is always better to take a slightly bigger job at a single location and work on it. So maybe, you know, 4 orders would suffice to help us book 2000 crores for the next year. And now coming to real estate, in real estate we have about unrecognized revenue from projects that we are already working on to the tune of about 250 to 270 crores, which have not hit our balance sheet. Plus the new 5 launches which I spoke to you about just now will bring a revenue of about 1400 crores to Vascon's books. So 1400 plus 250, 1650 crores of already tied up and project we are working on at various stages, 1650 crore of Vascon's share of top line will have to come to our books. Now, real estate, unlike EPC, will not be quarter on quarter. It will depend on completions. But it is fair to say in the next 4 years, all these projects would have to get completed. So we are looking at 1600 crores coming in 4 years. So an average of 400 without talking of any other new tie-ups or new launches. So this is the overall summary of, you know, what is in hand at this point of time.
Okay. Last question, sir. When are you expecting to conclude your QIP? This quarter only?
We are hopeful. I mean, we've got the necessary approval from board and the shareholders. And now we have actually started meeting, you know, conducting a few roadshows and meeting a few potential QIPs. And the interest looks positive. So once the results, I mean, I'm sure they will also be waiting for the results of this quarter to be out. And now that we have finished our quarterly board meeting, I think we will really ignite this topic, go back and again meet the potential QIB. And yes, hopefully, we don't want to delay it much, hopefully this quarter.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. That was my last question. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Himanshu Upadhyay from Buglock PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Congrats on the good results and improving results. My first question was, we got a large order from private sector and where we have been thinking of growing. How is the pipeline on private sector side, and do we think that this revenue mix, which can be now sustainably around 70% for government and 30% private over next few quarters, or do you think the pipeline is still not that strong and hence it will get back to government being predominant 90%?
So, see, it's a very interesting question. We keep debating about it internally. We would like it to be, we do not want to be overly exposed to one sector. We were extremely highly exposed only to private sector 10 years ago, and then, you know, we went through a tough phase because of that. So as a strategy, we want to be exposed to both private and government, and we want to be at the 70-30 or 65-35 mix at this point of time. So one aspect of private is also that as our real estate launches are happening and the real estate division is set to grow, a proportion of that will come as our order division as well, that adds to the pipeline. And then there is definitely the pipeline, the capex cycle, I think, is turning around. So we are seeing that industries soon will be, you know, looking for more and more expansion. We are looking that whatever COVID did to the supply demand ratio of commercial spaces, I think that has sort of panned out, and now commercial spaces are again in demand. In spite of the work from home scenarios and everything. And so we see that there will be commercial buildings coming up. which we are happy to try and grab compared to residential building. And so yes, at the same time, we would at any point of time, whatever projects are available to us in that quarter, whichever we feel is the best project, we would back it. So the endeavor is to try and maintain a 30-70 mix. Temporarily, it might keep going up and down, but overall, we would like to be at least 30 private.
And second question is on its QIB. See, we have certain assets for sale, okay? And the GMP and again Thane land, whatever happened at some point of time. And at least GMP is now profitable and everything is there. Why this QIB and why in this growth phase our balance sheet is good, okay? My assets for sale are there, which are also maturing. We want to dilute equity, okay? And historically, we have always stated that we don't want to put a lot of money into the real estate business. We want it to be fast capital churning. So, some of your thoughts will be helpful. And how should I understand your capital allocation strategy going forward?
You are right. We want to be an asset-light real estate player. We do not want to buy land and we have refrained from buying land. Even now, with any proceeds that we might get from QIP or from our accrued earnings from these projects as we extinguish them, or if we do asset sales like you mentioned, like GP, whatever we get in terms of cash flows, we do not intend to be buying land. Having said that, the real estate game has changed over the last few years, wherein most of the government, Mumbai, Pune, Coimbatore, across India actually, but because we are in Mumbai, Pune, Coimbatore, the FSI rules have increased quite a bit. Control rates and various guidelines. What happens is that this FSI does not come free. It comes by having to buy premium FSI from the government or having to buy GDR from the private market and, getting it loaded. And so when we get land from a redevelopment society or from a joint venture partner, they bring only the bare land which comes with an inherent FSI of maybe 1.25. Beyond that, for the project to be viable, profitable, we would have to exploit, the maximum FSI potential, if not the entire thing, at least close to the potential. And so there is an investment element in terms of having to buy the approvals. Now, there are two strategies. We were working on a strategy of, and at that stage, you are right, our balance sheet is good, but we also as a company do not want to be taking NBFC across debt at a nascent point of a real estate project. And at that stage, we do not get construction finance or
sorry to interrupt, sir. Your voice is breaking.
Yeah, I said at the point of launch of these projects, we have two options to fund the additional premium cost of FSI. Is either go for an NBFC debt or to go for private equity at the project level, which we were working on. We did not want to take the NBFC debt route because the uncertainties with launches and the servicing starts on time, and so we did not want that short-term, long-term cycle which we have faced in the past. So we were, ready to go the private equity route to fund the initial cost on these projects. In the meantime, I think we have already lined up 3-4 such projects, and then we felt that, instead of offering heavy IRRs to a private equity partner who expects 23-24% IRRs from projects which we have lined up ourselves, it is probably better to raise, as you said, we are a listed company. There is an advantage that we can raise funds in the market, raise equity. And when we know the returns that we are staring ahead in the next 2-3 years on the money we are raising is extremely high. So, we then said, why should we be offering these returns to others? Why not just bring it within the company?
See, very interesting point, very important point. But why not then rights issue? Because as an existing investor, would not it be beneficial for the existing investors to participate in rights issue and be a part of the story? why do we?
So, I mean, we thought about this, we thought about it internally and discussed at the board level. We also felt, you know, as a company, we are just about hitting, we were below the 1,000 crore market cap value for a long time. We were extremely underperforming in terms of our valuation that we deserved in the market for a long time. And all our patients, you know, they have backed the company throughout this period. We felt that strategically, you know, we have done a rights issue in the past. I mean, very theoretically speaking, it's always good to do a rights issue. But we felt that at this point of time, there was a need to sort of create interest among a little bit bigger QIBs who would then become part of our shareholders. And I think this will be overall beneficial to all of us as shareholders going forward if we have, you know, some of the bigger players coming in and expressing interest in the company, understanding about the company. This would give us a chance to access those kind of investors and, you know, present the company to them. And if they start tracking us and seeing the potential in the company, I think it will help all of us as shareholders. That was the thought process.
Okay.
And the dilution also is very less, you know, at this point of time.
Okay. Thank you so much, right? And best of luck for future.
Thank you. Participant, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Dipesh Sancheti from Manya Finance. Please proceed.
Hi. Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible.
Okay. It's great that you are thinking of using your own funds to get better returns. What ROE are we expecting to do in the projects which we are running to do? I mean, our own projects, the development projects?
So this, our calculations show that this, let's say we raise 100 crores and deploy it in our own real estate project which we have lined up. The five projects that I said we are launching. If we deploy this 100 crores into this project, our calculations show that over the next 3 years itself, we would increase the profits by 100 crores. So 100 is 200 in a period of 3 years.
So that will give you an ROE of 35-36%?
May not be, maybe about 30. About 25-30%.
Okay. And how much sales are we looking in that? I mean, if you're looking at 100 crores profits, how much sales are we looking at?
Our share of the top line would be, as I said, about 1600 crores. And 100 crores is an increase in the profit, not the profit.
It's an increase in the profit. If you're
by raising this equity internally, rather than by, you know, sharing portions of our profit to private equity players in the market, if we raise this equity, then our profit in the 1600 crores would increase by 100 crores.
So, then why are we raising 100 crores? Why not 200 crores?
So, good question. See, for these projects that we have in hand, you know, we need about, like you said, about 200 crores, 150 crores, 200 crores of men. We have internal accruals to fund the balance. So we needed about 100 crores, all of them put together. And at this point of time, so we thought we'll just do a QIP and we do not want. So looking ahead, there are various sources of funds to launch more projects going ahead. We would always need that in real estate. Although, as I keep saying, we are asset light, but you know, real estate is never going to give you an equity kind of a situation where you do not put your money into the game. You would have to buy GDRs, enterprise, marketing expenses and launch approval costs and launch the project. So as we look for new projects, you would need more investment, you know, 6 months down the road, a year down the road. But we have, as you said, you know, as we discussed, we have plans to probably hive off GMP. If that happens, we will get one tranche of equity or cash flows available from that. Also, our EPC and real estate numbers for the next year look good. So we will be making much better profits next year than this year. So those cash flows will also accrue and will be available. So we will see as it goes. And if at all we need to raise more, I mean, we would be happy to come back to shareholders or whatever in the future when our valuation is higher and then the dilutions are lower.
See, if you look at the another aspect also, if we go for 200 crore kind of raise and all this thing, this will end up diluting the existing base in the range of 13-14% kind of dilution is likely to happen. Number one. And number two is that if we're raising a QIP also, you have to be very definitive aspect of the
for which project you are going to raise the fund. So as of now, the definitive aspect of the requirement is to the tune of 100 crore. Rest is little bit indefinite. So that will be a little bit. So this extra profit could be one thing and turn over in the system and get another 100 crore or something more.
Great. I mean,
we need to restrict our dilution also.
Right. That makes sense. If you're for a higher valuation, if you're looking at, and as time goes, we will call in for more money. That's good. Now, just want to understand, there is 1650 crores comes in the presentation, because in the presentation, I was seeing that there is order book pile up of 3000 crores, which is the external order book, and 549 crores is the internal order book. I didn't get the figure of 1650 crores which you have mentioned.
Your voice is cracking intermittently. We are losing you.
Am I audible now?
Yes.
I was not getting the 1650 crores figure in your investor presentation. I got 549 crores as your internal order book.
Correct. So you see, out of 1600 and so real estate project, I'll tell you the total value of those projects will be upwards of 3,000 crores. 1,600 crores is Vascon's share. Anytime share, the other partners have a share. So Vascon's share of the project, five projects that I announced, which we will be launching in the next. So five projects which are currently in the various stages of execution, all put together, we have an order, we have 1,600 crores of Vascon's share of revenue yet to be recognized. Now, out of this 1600 crores, only 500 odd crores would be construction, or 600 odd crores would be construction, or maybe 700, 800. I mean, we only when we get approval do we consider the order backlog in terms of EPC order backlog. But for IT purpose, let me put it this way, we have 3100 crores of third party EPC, which is clean and clear, plus 1600 crores of real estate revenue. So this is our order backlog, 4,700 crores on a standalone basis.
So I will just summarize another way also. If you look at that number, the real estate top line, we are talking about 60 crores. So if you look at that, our current portfolio, this is the ongoing portfolio, in that portfolio, revenue to be recognized in the tune of 46 crores, and value of unsold stock, which is will be, the, it is one second another 150 crores. So 300 crore is revenue is likely to be supposed to be recognized from the existing portfolio, and whatever the five projects is under launch, that is supposed to be almost 1400 crore. So that is the way 1650 are numbers coming up.
Okay, and how do we assess the profits of the JVs coming in future? Because last quarter we had a huge profit coming in, this quarter we had a bit of loss coming in. How do we assess in future that, you know, how the JV profits and sales will come coming?
See, the loss and profit, if you look at it, comes at the best on the revenue recognition method. As every quarter, as we always keep on saying, the real estate doesn't recognize every quarter its revenue. It happens only based on the completion and all these things. But your, the other overhead, admin costs and all these things, it keeps and all that. So that's a little bit fluctuating, but overall basis it will be steady.
Okay. And interestingly, you mentioned that you were looking at some big names coming into your QIP. I know you won't be able to share it right now, but wish you all the best, and may you get good names into your institution basket.
Yeah, exactly. It is the same target we are also striving for. Let's hope to get out of this transaction.
All the best, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. We have our next follow-up question from the line of Prateek Bhandari from Art Ventures. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi sir. Can you just let me know as to, you know, the way you were saying that the top line from the EPC division is, you know, the revenue growth shall be coming from there. So do we see the margins to be improving from 9 to 10%, the range of 9 to 10% to a bit higher side?
So, firstly, the revenue growth, hopefully going forward, will be coming from both divisions, EPC and real estate, because I think real estate is punching way below our capacity, so we want real estate to grow faster and try and catch up. And, you know, the profit percentages in real estate are also higher. Having said that, on the EPC, currently performing at around, you know, we did 660 crores last year. We hope to exceed 700 maybe this year. And next year, we have set a target of 1,000 crores. As the top line increases, the PBT will inch up.
The PBT quarter on quarter. Sorry to interrupt, sir, but your voice is breaking in between.
Yeah, so I said as the EPC revenue goes up from, you know, the 660-700 levels that we are currently the last 2 years, and next year we hope to cross the 1,000 crore mark of third-party EPC execution. And as these top lines go up, the PBT will go up. We have been tracking our PBT quarter on quarter. This quarter we are, you know, happy to see that we have actually crossed 8% PBT. And as we touch 1,000 crores next year, we hope to inch this closer to 10, cross 9, and then, you know, go towards 10. I wouldn't want to stick my head out and say, as our top line is closer to the next few quarters.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, sir, there was some slight interruption at your end in the voice.
Yeah, so as the top line increases, we want to push this PBT levels of the EPC division from 8 towards 10, step by step.
Okay. And also let me know as to what is the planned CAPEX for the upcoming year?
We do not have much CAPEX actually for the episode. So, even for one more year, we have significant amount of assets in place. And the new project might need a little bit of investment at the project. I mean, not more than 15-20 crores is what we see as potential. Those are also equipment, machinery equipment and staging material that we might need to procure over the next year.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Participant, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Dr. Santosh Sundararajan for closing comments.
Thank you. Thank you all shareholders. We have had a good quarter. We are looking at a good fourth quarter as well, and we hope to have even a better next 4 quarters in the year coming ahead. Thank you for your continued faith in the company, and I'll see you all again next quarter. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. On behalf of Vascon Engineers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.